Tomorrow, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3. Moving on to a new topic here, we're going to essentially contrast the halachas or the chumras that apply to kadshim versus regular kadshim versus a tamura. And we're going to say essentially there are three strictures that apply to kadshim, two that apply to tamura, and then other halachas that are the same to both of them. Now, to make sure that our language is clear and efficient and that you understand exactly what we're talking about here, just let's make sure our terms and define things quickly. So every tamura situation has the original animal, tchilas hekdesh, the animal that was consecrated with a verbal consecration, harei zu ola, or the like, declaring it to be consecrated. We'll call that animal A. The tchilas hekdesh, the starting point, is the animal A. And then you take a second animal, we'll call that animal B, and you say the animal should be the tamura of A, the substitute, the chalifin, the B should be tachas A, and so on. Any of those expressions also now will normally invest B with sanctity, essentially like A. That's a Isra of the Doraisa, but it's effective. That's the rules of Tamura. So we have A, Tchilas Hekdesh, and B, the Tamura, the substitute animal. So we're going to essentially say that Chomer B'Kadshim Mibet Tamura, there are certain strictures that apply to A that don't apply to B, and U V'Tamura Mibet Kadshim, and there are certain strictures that apply to B that don't apply to A. So what are they? So here are the three that are specific to A and not B. Shehakadshim Osen Tamura. An A animal that was consecrated initially as Tchilas Hekdesh has the capacity to effect Tamura. Ve'ein Tamura Osa Tamura. But a Tamura animal, a B animal, can't effect another animal to also be Tamura. Meaning, A can make a B, but B can't make a C. Okay? A, by the way, as I said before, could make like a B1 and a B2 and a B3 each time it's a separate Isser, but any of those Bs can't make it to a C, a new animal. Okay? That's old news. You know that from before. Based on the pasuk, utumura soyek hiya hektesh, its tamura is hektesh, meaning that its tamura, but not, it's the tamura of its tamura, so only B and not C. Second of all, hatzibur vashutafim makdishim avalo mamirin. When it comes to an A animal, so a tzibur could purchase an animal and make it consecrated, like in the basic English for any, you know, musaf or tamid, whatever, and partners, you and I together, could go and buy a shlamim. Each of us pay, you know, $50. We buy $100 shlamim and bring it together. That's no problem. Avalo mamirin, but we can't do tamura. We can't create a B from an A animal, right? That we own jointly. That was the end because of the word yamir. It's a singular, not a plural. So a grouply owned or multiple person owned, jointly owned animal can't affect tamura. And third of all, makdishim evarim v'ubarim avalo mamirin. As we said also previously, it's a person can consecrate an individual limb. Like I can say, the leg of Bessie is consecrated as an ola, and that will, yes, be effective, l'halacha. And similarly, I can say, Bessie's fetus, which hasn't been born yet, is consecrated to be an ola. That would also work. Okay, both those things would work and be effective. So which would mean, just speaking it out, that, of course, when the fetus is born, it goes in all. That's easy. As far as the leg goes, if I just want to limit it to a leg, what I would have to do is essentially sell to somebody else who wants to bring an ola. The cow costs $1,000. The leg is worth $100. He gives me $1,000. $900 I can keep. And the other $100 is still the pigeon, the redemption of the leg of the cow, has to go to purchase an ola later on. Okay, it's still got kadusha, no way around that. But the point is, that's what you would do if you don't want to give the whole cow. I should speak about the thing lahalacha, as I said before. If a person said not the leg, but rather one of the evarim sheha neshama tuluya behem, a limb that the animal's life depends on. So if I say the animal's heart or the animal's head is an ola, then the whole animal becomes an ola. Yeah, that's a side point. The point is that there's such a thing as consecrating a leg or a fetus as an A of a lo mamirin. It's not possible to just do tamura for a single limb or onto a fetus. It doesn't work like that. Why? Because the pasuk says behema, and a limb is not a behema, and nor is an ubar. So you can't have a limb be a bee or an ubar be a fetus unborn be a bee. Okay, so those are three strictures that are A, that are apply to A and don't apply to B, that apply to Tchilas Hekdesh but don't apply to Tamura. On the other hand, Chomer B'Tamura, there is at least one stricture, maybe two lalacha, two strictures that apply to B animals, tumuras that don't apply to A, the original tilas hekdesh. Shehakadusha chala al balas mum kavua, ve'eno yotza lechulin ligazez ule'aved. Which means, I'll translate afterwards, it means that under normal circumstances, if you do tilas hekdesh, you make an A animal, you attempt to make an A animal, but the problem is the animal has an existing mum kavua, permanent blemish, so then one cannot consecrate it as a korban. If he does, if he says harezu ola, and the animal, you know, has a split lip or it's missing teeth or whatever the story is, so then, besides it being a lav from the Torah, it's liable to malchus. But anyways, the animal is consecrated, but not with kedushas haguf, not intrinsic kedusha, because it can't go on the mizbeach. Rather, it has kedushas damim, extrinsic kedusha, just the value of the animal is consecrated. So now the animal, the value of the animal has to end up on the mizbeach, but the animal itself can't. So what'll happen is you'll have to bring another animal or the money and redeem the value off of the first animal and then use it to purchase a second animal. And that redemption will leave your original animal totally deconsecrated. Since it only had kedushas damim, when you remove the value and redeem the kedusha, doing pigeon onto a coin or value, whatever it is, dollars, so then the animal becomes totally deconsecrated. So while it's consecrated as a bal mum, it's, you know, it has to be treated as a korban, you know, as a hekdesh is treated, but once you deconsecrate it, then it's just back to being a regular cow. And you would be allowed to do things like to shear the cow or sheep, or to work the cow, to pull a plow. The milk is permitted and so on. Okay? Because it's been deconsecrated. In contrast, if you take an animal, which is a bal mum, okay, it's missing a tail or whatever, and you make it a bee, you say that this tailless cow is a tamura for A, so that actually is, yes, effective, even though the animal is a bal mum, meaning now the bee is a tamura and it's got intrinsic kedushas aguf. How's that possible? Because the pasuk says you're not allowed to substitute tov bara or ra betov. So the fact tov means unblemished and ra means blemished. So if you're substituting a ra betov, what that means is that you are taking a bal mum and you're making it into a bee, and that works. So therefore, if you do a tamura onto an animal that has a existing permanent blemish, the animal gets kedushas haguf, it certainly can't be brought in mizbeach, you'll have to redeem it, and you'll have to use the money to purchase a proper korban and bring it, but the animal that had originally been the bee, since it had intrinsic kedusha, kedushas haguf, it remains with that vestige of kedusha forever, which means it cannot be worked, that's called a voda, it can't be shorn, like the shear the wool off it, that's called giza, and so on. And that's what the Mishnah here says again. So the Mishnah says, Chomer betamura shahakadusha chala al balas mum kavua. A stricture that applies to a bee animal, a tamura, is that kadusha will devolve upon it, even if it's got a permanent blemish. Ve'enu yotza l'chulin lihigazez ul'heabed. Even after you redeem it, use the money to purchase something else, there's still, since it had a kadusha zaguf, there's a vestige of that kadusha behind, and therefore you can't treat it as regular chulin. And there's a variety of halachas that you can't do with it, including ligazez, you can't shear it if it's a sheep and you want the wool, uleha abed, you can't work it like to pull a plow if it were a cow, and so on. Okay, that's one difference. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, he says the second difference. The difference he says is, and this is the halacha also true, osa shogeg kamezid betumura velo asa shogeg kamezid bemukdashim, which means in short as follows, and I'll explain first and translate afterwards again. When it comes to regular nadarim, when you're consecrating animals, which is like really the same kind of human capacity, legal halachic capacity, so you need to have piv velibo shavan. You need to essentially mean what you say and say what you mean. If a person means to consecrate his black cow, but he, you know, as he's about to say harezu, he looks at the white cow and points to the white cow and says the white cow is the ola, by mistake, he says slip of the tongue, then that statement is utterly ineffective. The white cow isn't consecrated because he didn't mean to consecrate it, and the black cow is not consecrated because he didn't say the black cow. So just start again. The chiddush here is Rabbi Yosef Rehuda saying, if you say something accidental in the context of tamura, in other words, you want to substitute the black cow for A, but instead you say the white cow should be the substitute for A, even though it was a slip of the tongue, you didn't mean to say it, still, once you said it, it's binding, besides the fact that it means Isser again. So the point is, A show gig, an accidental statement, is just as effective as a mazid, an intentional statement, which is unique to Tamura and not to a regular, Tkalsekhlish, regular, you know, A animal. The basis of that is that there is an extra word, yihye. And I actually mentioned this earlier on, but anyways, the pasuk says that v'haya hu u'tumura so yihye kodesh. Both it, the original A, and tumura so, B, will be consecrated. The thing is, you have the to be verb haya twice in that sentence, even that part of a sentence. V'haya, and it will be. And it, hu u'tumura so yihye kodesh. So what do you need the second yihye for? You could just say v'haya hu u'tumura so kodesh. What's the yihye doing? It shall be. It comes to another situation which shall be consecrated, and that is even the shogeg, the accidental consecration. And that being the case, again, the words of the Mishnah say as follows: Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Omer, Asa shogeg kamezid betumura. The Torah said, because of that word yiyeh, that if you say an accidental statement to consecrate a bee, it's as if it's a mezid when it comes to tumura, a bee animal. Below asa shogeg kamezid bemukdashim, but it's not true when it comes to an A animal. It just doesn't work like that, like I explained. Okay, new paragraph. Now, those are the contrasting differences between the A and B, the original Tchilas Hekdesh and the Temura. But now we're going to say there are five, I'll call them kinds of animals, that are simply not eligible equally to be an A animal or a B animal. You can't do either. Okay, each one has their own problem that the Torah comes to exclude, that this simply cannot be a korban. Okay, what are these five things? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hakilayim. A kilayim is a offspring where the father is, let's say, a goat, and the mother is, let's say, a sheep. So the animal that comes out of that is like a hybrid. It's neither goat nor sheep. And since the pasuk says explicitly, you have options. Shor, o kesev, o eis. Three options. You can have cattle, or sheep, or goats. That's it. And since it says o two times, it's telling you we mean specifically these three options, not other options. Therefore, a hybrid animal, a kilayim, is excluded. Second of all, the hatrefa, an animal that has a fatal defect from which is going to die, that animal is not eligible to be a korban ever, period, if you consecrate it now. And the reason why is also to learn from a pasuk. It's a pasuk, we actually said this at the end of Bechoros, that the pasuk there in the context of mice or behema says that the animal should pass beneath the staff. It should walk under the staff, if you will, which kol asher yavor tachas hashevet, like the 10th one that goes beneath the staff. So the drasha is that only animals that can walk by themselves beneath the staff, if it hasn't got a leg, if its leg is cut off above the knee, then it can't walk there, and that's one of the trefus, one of the 18 trefus, so then it's applied to all of them. Okay? Third of all, the yotze dofen, an animal that was extracted from the slide, literally, what we call cesarean section, as opposed to normal birth. So the pasuk says, it said, shor or kesev o eiz ki yivaled, when it is born. But being extracted from the side, cesarean section, cut out, that's not called being born. So the animal cannot be a korban. And a tumtum v'androgynous. And tumtum and androgynous are animals which are of like a dubious gender. Tumtum means it's covered up, so you just have a membrane, you can't see, is it a male or female animal? And androgynous means it has both male and female parts. So our Tana here holds that androgynous is like neither male nor female, it's a third thing, kind of like a kilayim. The point is, since the Torah is a very specific saying, it has to be either male or female, depending on the korban, whatever, it's particular. The point is, the tumtum and androgynous are kind of none of the above, and therefore neither of those two things can be dedicated to be a korban. So it says the Mishnah, lo kadeshim, they can't be consecrated, neither an A nor a B. So if you would take, let's say, an animal that's that's an androgynous, and you say, harezu ola, that won't work. Can't make it an A. And if you take an androgynous and you say, this should be tachas my A, it won't work. We'll make it to a B. And second of all, v'lo makdishim. You can't use an animal which is already consecrated and turn, but has one of these flaws, and use it to make a tamura B. So what is that case? So most of these cases, specifically the androgynous, the tumtum, and the kilayim, those like, were never possible to ever be a korban. So those can't be the A that's the source to maybe affect the B, which we're saying you can't do. But the other two, a trefa and a yotze dofen, there is a way they could actually invest with sanctity. How is that? So the trefa is the most obvious case, right? You consecrate an animal, and it's a korban. It's an A, a legitimate tchilas hekdesh, ready to go. But then it gets a fatal mum. So the point is now it's no longer got the capacity to transfer kedusha onto a B. Okay. The other possibility where you could have an A that is one of these is a Yotzi Dofen. If a person consecrated the animal in utero, the fetus should be Hekdesh. Well, the Bessie's baby will be my Ola. And then Bessie's baby doesn't come out the normal way. It comes out through the side cesarean section. So Bessie's baby is a Yotzi Dofen. And then it can't effect to make, it needs to be redeemed, and it can't affect to make a Makdishin. It can't make a B, a Tamura.